My dear faithful, today is the feast of the seven sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is also the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for the Mass is taken from the book of Judith, chapter 13. The Lord hath blessed thee by his power, who by thee hath brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin by the presence of our God. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 19. At that time, there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus, therefore, had seen his mother and the disciple standing, whom he loved, he saith to his mother, Woman, behold thy son. After that, he saith to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour the disciple took her to his own. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. O all ye that pass by the way, attend and see if there be any sorrow like to my sorrow. Words taken from the Book of Lamentations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, there was once a young man who practiced a special devotion to Our Lady. Every morning, he would visit a beautiful statue of Our Lady of Sorrows. The statue depicted Mary with a sorrowful countenance. It showed her immaculate heart, pierced with seven swords, each representing one of the seven immense sorrows which pierced her heart during her life. The man would kneel before the statue, consider the sorrows of his Blessed Mother, and say a few prayers, asking for her help and guidance. Now one night, this poor man was overcome by temptation and committed a terrible sin. The next morning, he went as usual to visit the statue of his sorrowful mother. As he began his prayer, he raised his eyes to the statue. Immediately, he froze. It can't be, was the first thought to cross his mind. Amazed, he counted the number of swords in Our Lady's heart. No, my eyes are deceiving me. He recounted, and then he counted again. It was true. There were no longer seven swords in Our Lady's heart. There were now eight. How is this possible? He thought within himself. Every morning I have come here, and I have seen that this statue had seven swords. How is it I now count eight? Then he heard a voice inside him saying, The eighth sword has been caused by the crime which you committed last night. At these words, his throat tightened and tears flooded his eyes. He had caused the eighth sword. His sin had pierced Mary's heart. Overcome with emotion, he wept bitterly for the sorrow and pain he had caused his mother on account of his sin. Immediately, the repentant man rose and went to confession. Afterwards, he persevered in leading a holy life, often thanking his sorrowful mother for the miracle she worked, which moved him to recover the life of grace. In today's gospel, my dear friends, we see our Blessed Mother standing at the foot of the cross. As we watch here, we witness, as St. Alphonsus says, a new kind of martyrdom. A mother, condemned to see an innocent son and one whom she loves with the whole affection of her soul, cruelly tormented and put to death before her own eyes. And it is not just any son, but the most perfect, the most holy, the most lovable son that any mother could ever have. Thus, here on Mount Calvary, Mary witnessed the cruel executioners strip her divine son of his garments and reopen all the wounds from his scourging. She saw them nail his sacred hands and feet to the rough wood of the cross and then raise him up amidst jeering and insults. And there he hung for 3 hours in absolute agony. There he hung before the hateful mob. There he hung before his mother, filled with sorrow and anguish. And what increased her agony was that she could do nothing to help him. There she stood, helpless before him. What unbearable sorrow it caused her to witness his agony upon the cross. Yet she would not leave him. She would remain there to offer him what she could, her love, her tears, her heart pierced by this anguish, her heart to be sacrificed with him, her son. No, she did not leave the cross, but remained there to compassionate him. My dear friends, on Mount Calvary, Our Lady suffered more than we can imagine. Knowing this, how can we not have compassion upon her, our dearest mother? Compassion is a sympathetic consciousness of another's distress, together with a desire to alleviate it. And this, my dear faithful, is what Our Lady had for our Lord on Calvary. As one priest explains, all sorrow for our Lord's passion is compassion with him. And the Blessed Virgin Mary sorrowed and suffered for our Lord more than all the angels and saints combined. Hence, these words from the Old Testament, O all ye that pass by the way, attend and see if there be any sorrow like to my sorrow, truly apply to her. The great theologian, Father Gary Gou Lagrange, says, this suffering of hers was measured by her love of God the Father, whom sin offended, by her love of Jesus, crucified for our sins, and by her love of us, whom sin had brought to spiritual ruin. And the great good that came from her compassion, her sorrow for our Lord at the foot of the cross, was that she participated with her divine Son in our redemption. That is, she co-redeemed us. Will we, my dear friends, be unmindful of what Our Lady has done for us through her immense sorrows? Will we remain unmoved by the immeasurable love she has shown for God and for us through her martyrdom of the heart? Let us, as good children, compassionate our mother at the foot of the cross. But how do we do this? How do we strive to alleviate her sorrow? We do this by refraining from those things, those sins which offend her son so much and which thus add to her sorrow. And we avoid the occasions which lead us into sin. We avoid the bad entertainment of today, especially in the movies and music. We safeguard ourselves and our family against the evils on the internet. We avoid bad companions, that is, those people who lead us into sin when we are around them. We do not follow the immodest fashions of the day. Avoiding these evils, and doing so because we love her, doing so because so few today care about her and her son, doing so because we want to console our mother. This is how we compassionate her. And she is indeed our mother, and we are her sons and daughters. And so we should care when we do something that displeases her. Therefore, when tempted to sin, when the occasions of sin present themselves to us, and especially when we find it difficult to turn from them, consider this. Do we want Mary, our mother, to see, while standing at the foot of the cross, wounds on her divine Son which were caused by us? Do we want her to see scourges in his flesh which were put there because of our sins? Think, if I commit this sin, I will make Our Lady look upon another gaping wound as he hangs upon the cross, and I will pierce her heart with another sword, just as the man in the story did. I do not want to cause my mother any more pain. And finally, to comfort our mother, let us cultivate a true filial devotion towards her. And we do this most practically by praying her rosary, by praying it every day and praying it well. My dear friends, how much the heart of Mary is wounded today. But we can comfort and console her. We can lessen her sorrow. For if we refrain from sin, it is one less pain that she suffered on Calvary. And if we compassionate our mother, she will indeed help us, especially in all of our sorrows and distresses, just as she rewarded the young man for compassionating her. He had the practice of visiting the statue of Our Lady of Sorrows every day, and she would not let this go unrewarded. She obtained for him the grace of repentance, and she even worked a miracle in order to do so. What then will she not do for us? Let us then, my dear friends, console our Blessed Mother. For if we do so, we will indeed have her at the foot of all of our crosses in this life, consoling us and attaining grace for us, so that we may carry our crosses well and become great saints for heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.